Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Louis Beasley at 3687 at Chestnut Lake Court.
Sorry about that, brother and sisters. We're supposed to have been doing the song and it didn't come by, so y'all stand. Turn up on me, just we'll get you here in a moment. This I promise you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's see here. Wait 1 second. Nope, that's not it. Well, hey, you know, now we'll put this in here.
Oh,
Love. It's an upgrade to the God kind of love.
And I know this Thankful Thursday, but for those that are going to participate, I do need to tell you what the subject is this week, and that would be upgrades to the God kind of love. And at this point in time, it doesn't matter what definition you get, you're still going to have to upgrade to the God kind of love. And I'll show you that in a moment. And we've been defining the word upgrade as increasing. In other words, it's an improvement for the kind that we've been operating under. See, for the most part, we've been operating under the flesh love and not the spirit love, not the God kind of love. You know, that's what we were taught, and that's what we've been doing. And yeah, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there have been some improvement in attitude because you have attended a church, but that's only while you're in the building. Does that love go outside of the building? Interesting. This love is required to go outside of the building into you because you are the building. See, anybody nice around dignitary, anybody know how to behave themselves around important people, especially if cops around. People know how to conduct themselves. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about upgrading to the God kind of love, which happens to be eternally. It's an eternal love. It's a love that you'll need when you leave up out of here. When you go and be with Christ, this is the kind of love you're going to need. So you got to upgrade to it. And it's God giving us a new commandment for a new people. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So this new creature really need a new system, a new operating system. You got to upgrade to this. You know, you got to replace that old system.
Amen.
And that's the kind of love we're talking about. Because this old love that we've been operating under, listen, brothers and sisters, I declare and decree unto you right now, it will not give you eternal life.
Because
most of the love we've been loving been with our eyes.
Yeah, say that.
Been with our ears. Well, I can love you, you love me, hey, I can love you, no problem. Were you nice to me, I'll be nice to you. Listen, brothers and sisters, that kind of love is declining, it's not upgraded.
All right.
It's going down the grade and not coming up. We want the kind of love that's going to operate in eternity.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, if you just want to love for why you here and love your neighbors and all that, that's good. But we've been given an order, and let me go a step farther, a commandment to love, not any kind of way, but to love like Christ loved. Remember John? And we might want to go there, and then we'll get started with what we left off yesterday. But it's so important, brother and sister, that we have to follow God's order. God has ordered us to love, not any kind of way, but the order that we have is to love like Christ loved. Remember? I think it was in John 13:34-35. We'll go there and take a look at that right quick. And another part about this I like. He calls us his children. And what makes us his children is that we're obeying God. We're glorifying God. We're doing what God says to do. So he calls us his little children.
Yes, amen, amen.
Then he gives us these papers, these commandments, not like Israel had. But these commandments come with grace because he's involved in this love He's helping us to love like this. He says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible, let me give you a new command. Love one another in the same way I love you. You love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples. Amen.
Now, don't assume you know what kind of love Christ has. And you may have all the definitions. You may have all the Greek words. You may have all the Hebrew words. But do not use that as a reason to say that you love and like Christ.
Mm.
Big difference. Amen. The only way you're going to know how Christ loves is to get in the Word of God and see how he loves. So when you get through adding agape, phileo, pinto, I mean, when you get through adding all these different definitions, please put a pin in that for a moment and go back to the Word of God and love like Christ loves.
Yes.
And it,
amen.
And it starts with action. It starts with action. And the benefits of it. There's a blessing in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
We're not to love words only. And I have to say that again, because if I said it, we're not to love in words or by doctrine or in tongues or by what we profess. Can't love like that.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
Love is pretty much what Pastor said a moment ago. He said 18th verse. I think it was the 18th verse.
Yeah.
We are to act on it. We have to act on this love. That's what Jesus laid down his life. Greater love hath no man than this, that he laid down his life for his neighbor, for his friend. And then we have to love in truth by being genuine in our profession, having it in our spirit, in our heart, in the spirit, man. Man, that's a whole subject by itself. That's a whole other message by itself. When we talk about loving like Christ loves. But anyway, I've opened it up, and anyone would like to, something you're thankful for, a scripture that you may be thankful for that we talked about this week, or period. Boy, that goes. Well, this is your opportunity. And then after that, we'll get into what we left off yesterday.
Amen. Praise God. Well, the scripture I opened with was 1 John 4 and 18. So from the King James, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And that 19th verse says, we love him because he first loved us. Amen. So I like to read that out of the Message Bible also. That's 1 John. Oh, 1 second here. Here we go. 1 John 4, 18 and 19. It says, there is no room in love for fear. Well-formed love banishes fear, since fear is crippling a fearful life. Fear of death, fear of judgment, is one not yet fully formed in love. We, though, are going to love and be loved. First we were loved, now we love. He loved us first. Amen. I like that Pastor just shared about the love, have the blessing on it, And this is love that is pertaining to our eternal life. Amen. So we have to love the way he loved us. I like that. Pastor just shared that love with us. Amen. And all through the first John, that fourth chapter, it talks about love. That seventh verse tells us in the fourth chapter, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God." So that's letting us know that if we don't have the love of God, then we're not going to have that eternal love, and we're surely not going to know how to love one another. It goes on to say, "And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Amen.
Amen. And just to put a little, to teach that a little bit, we're talking about the God kind of love. Not just love.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at it like that, well, if you don't love, you don't, well, no, you got to be born of love. You got to
mm-hmm.
be born of this love.
Thank you,
which
Lord.
Which has nothing to do with the flesh. Most
people
identify love with the flesh. People, love is not flesh.
Amen.
First thing people want to say, well, oh, I feel like love is not a feeling. Love is a decision.
Amen.
The kind of love we're talking about. Now, I know there's some love out there where you feel and you get emotional. Well, you might want to define that love in a different setting, but that won't work here. This love
mm-hmm.
has to do with you loving like Christ loved. That's a decision. Say, hey, I'm going to love like Christ did. And they do it feeling. Christ didn't
Amen.
Love based on feelings. His love was not based on feelings. It was a decision to lay his life down for his brother, for his sister. Matter of
yeah.
fact, Romans, I think it's Romans 5 and 8, but God commanded his love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, when you
mm-hmm.
talk about loving like Christ, give me a word that defines that.
Mm-hmm.
Do anybody have a Hebrew word or a Greek word that would define to love like Christ means to die for us? You got to be able to die for one another. I don't know no love tells you to die for nobody.
All
and,
right.
You know, hey, I mean, I'm still learning, you know. And I like to think of myself as being whipped behind the ears, but I'm still trying to find, I've been looking through all these definitions and these different words. I'm trying to find the kind that says, die for one another.
Mm.
If you're going to love like Christ, you got to be willing to die for one another. And not just willing, but do it. Because it requires action. See, the word love, over there in John 3:16, it requires action. For God so loved, he did something. He gave.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
will always require you to give, brothers and sisters. Do not get that twisted. When you love,
mm-hmm.
you're going to give. Even with the human love. You know, if your child, because here's one thing to love your children, family, but how about somebody you don't know? How about a sinner? How about a stranger? Better yet, how about a stranger? While we were yet sinners. In other words, we were a stranger to Christ. While we were yet strangers, Christ died for us.
Yes.
Give me a definition in any book you want to tell you, tell me that I have to die for a stranger, for an enemy. Find the love of Christ. You won't find it, brother and sister. You won't find it. The only place you're going to find that is in the Word of God. It's the love like Christ loved. This,
all, right.
all men shall know you're my disciple.
Mm-hmm.
But you love like I love.
Mm-hmm.
So I
all
thank
right.
you for bringing that up. But listen, brother and sister, that's something that has to be discussed. You have to get real about this stuff.
Yes. Amen.
Anyone else? And there's another scripture. Now, you want to know what kind of love it tells you? 1 Corinthians 13. Read that. Especially that fourth verse. Read that. See, this is the kind of love we're talking about. We're not talking about the love that is defined by certain words and articulated in such a way that you can identify with it. No, we ain't talking about that. We're talking about the God kind of love.
Yes, amen, amen.
Picture. And the God kind of love requires you to do certain things. So, yesterday we were talking about it becomes our duty. It becomes our nature. Remember, what was that? That was over there in Hebrews. That was in 1 John 2, 4. And I think it was around that, what do I want to say, the 11th verse? Do the 11th verse. 1 John 4, verses 11.
Okay.
You got that? Well, wait a minute, Pastor.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything to say? Because I tell you, I get caught up. Well, if you do, just press one or just start talking. The 11th verse said, beloved, if God so love us, listen, we ought also to love one another.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And First John 4 and 11. Amen. It says, my dear friends, if God loved us like this, we certainly ought to love each other. Amen.
That's the God kind of love, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I think yesterday Pastor read that 10th verse. But listen, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, this is what God is requiring of us. This is the order. This is the commandment. This is what we're to do. And the way I understand this is it is our duty.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say, it says you ought to, that tells me that's your duty. You just ought to do it.
That's right.
I ain't gonna get deep on y'all, but back in Georgia when I was growing up, well, that was a popular word. I mean, your mom said, go in there and wash the dishes. You didn't step back and say, and if you looked like you wanted to say something crazy, she'll tell you just ought to do it. And when she said that meant something to you. You know, that was
That's
your
right.
duty. When you just ought to do it. I'm feeding you. I'm clothing you. I'm taking care of you. Yeah, you just ought to do it. Just ought to do it.
Yeah.
That's your duty.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I like that 11th verse too, Pastor, because people, if you're going to love like God, you got to be willing to love the unlovable.
All right. Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
What I see here. The unlovable.
Yeah.
And then also I see it over there in Romans 5 and verses 6 through 10. We'll read that too. Romans 5, verse 6 through 10. We like this. It says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet for a good man some would even dare to die. But For God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I guess I'm going to read that. And it said, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, Christ arrives right on time to make this happen. He didn't and doesn't wait for us to get ready. He presented himself for this sacrificial death when we were far too weak and rebellious to do anything to get ourselves ready. And even if we hadn't been so weak, we wouldn't have known what to do anyway. We can understand someone dying for a person worth dying for. And we can understand how someone good and noble could inspire us to selfless sacrifice. But God put his love on the line for us by offering his son in a sacrificial death while we were of no use whatsoever to him. Now that we are set right with God by means of the sacrificial death, the consummate blood sacrifice, there is no longer a question of being at odds with God in any way. If when we were at our worst, we were put on friendly terms with God by the sacrificial death of his son, now that we are at our best, just think of how our lives will expand and deepen by means of his resurrection life. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, when the Bible tells us to love like Christ, to love like God, people's minds go there. They go into unbelief immediately. I'm going to tell you what happens. Immediately, they go into unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you read verses like, what's that, verse 12. This is what it says. Well, I read it first, and then that pastor reading, and then by like comment on it, you can't. It said, no man have seen God at any time. Yeah, that's a possibility now. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfect in us. That's the mouth.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Praise God, praise God. And from the Message Bible, no one has seen God ever, but if we love one another, God dwells deeply within us, and his love becomes complete in us. Perfect love. Amen.
Amen. See, you tell somebody, hey, my love is perfect. Woo, how can you say that? Because God is in me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Go and define that love. Perfect love. Cast that off.
Yeah.
God in you. Now, I've heard people say that.
Yeah.
Pastor, take this over for me, see?
How about Pastor? Amen. So we're talking about that perfect love. If you don't mind, I'd like to read that again. It says, but if we love one another, God dwells deeply within us, and his love becomes complete in us. Perfect love. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
that love that only God can give. That's why it's that eternal love. Mm-hmm. That's our eternal love. So that 12th verse from the King James said, no man has seen God at any time.
Yes.
So you can't say because you see God. It says, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. See, and thank you, Pastor, so much. I appreciate it. I may have to go again, but anyway, I thank y'all so much, and I thank Pastor for bringing that scripture back. Listen, brothers and sisters, when he said God dwell in us, that's the God kind of love that dwelling in
yeah.
us. Don't just say mm-hmm. it's love, because if you just say it's love, you're missing it. You're going to miss it.
Yes.
Don't allow your mind to think that, oh, I'm loving, I'm good. No, you're not. If it's not God's mm-hmm. kind of love, well, what kind is that? That's the kind that you laid your life down for your friends.
Mm. Wow.
It's
yeah.
the time for God's spirit had dwelling in you. Galatians
mm-hmm.
5. It's the
Amen.
Fruit of the spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's God's love, people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
Amen.
What that's what you're going to do. You're going to do a Galatians 5:22-23. That's what you're going to do.
Amen.
Nature.
Mm-hmm.
You can't define this, brothers and sisters. It's about like trying to define the human body. That's your nature.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
would look at all the organs, the different stuff makes up the human body, you can't define it. It's the same way mm-hmm. with your spiritual body. See, there's a spirit in you. Can I say that one more time?
Amen. Yeah.
That's the spirit is going to be filled with God. That
mm-hmm.
spirit right there is going to have the God in you. They're going to cause you to do some stuff. And you're going to, it's going to be, it's going to blow your mind. And the Bible
mm-hmm.
calls it perfect love. The only one perfect
yeah.
you know is God. So when God
That's
is
right.
in you, operating in you, and you showing that love, you become perfect. Complete.
Mm-hmm.
Needing nothing, complete in him.
Yeah. Amen.
Because, see, what we're demonstrating is some of the fruits that's on that tree, which God
yeah.
is that tree. God is love. And
yes,
he that's given on that tree, or part of that tree, is love. And here's
mm-hmm.
what it produces. Galatians 5:23. Read that for me, Pastor, please.
Amen. Yes. Galatians 5:22-23. From the King James. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen.
Now, if you're just looking at that as a law thing, you're going to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's
Amen.
Talking about what the Spirit produces. That's what he's
yeah.
talking about. Where the Spirit came from God. God's Spirit will produce love. It's going to produce
yeah.
joy. It's going to produce the God kind of peace. Long-suffering. Gentleness. Goodness. Faith. Peace. That, when you operating in this stuff here. Oh, yes. Meekness. Temperance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's no law against this stuff. This is the love of God. How you going to have a law against God?
Mm. Ooh.
We're talking about a spiritual nature here. And this spiritual nature that comes from God is going to produce the God kind of love, God kind of joy. And I'm saying it like this because I don't want you to start thinking fleshly, because this is not no fleshly stuff here. It's not no ordinary love. This is different. This is not no, and I know people have put all these different words and titles on God kind of love, but brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, the only kind of God kind of love is the God is in it.
Yeah.
That's the only kind. And everybody is willing to do that. Now, you can be gentle, but can you be gentle to somebody that you don't know? Somebody that's your enemy, can you love them?
Mm-hmm. Come on, say it. Say
it. Good to somebody, or walk down there and give somebody a piece of bread and declare that that's agape love. And in their eyes, they have a point. It's just not true.
Because
give other sinners bread. So because you're not keeping the law, that doesn't make you, because you're not walking in obedience. Well, I mean, I'm telling you, I know people who have money that give away stuff all the time. So because you're giving doesn't mean you have the God kind of love in you.
All right.
See, if you love in the Spirit, then walk in that stuff.
Yeah.
And don't be trying to get fame and glory. You know, I fed the homeless. I did this and I did that and my ministry's doing this. And all that old vain glory, who cares? Do it.
Mm-hmm.
But because doing it is no indication that that is the God kind of love.
All right.
Yeah. My question is, have you crucified the flesh yet? Are you doing it because you have an order to do it? See, I do stuff. God done commanded me to love. I don't have a choice in the matter.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Choice. There's a lot of folks I want to love. I'm not having a choice in that. I've been ordered to love the worst of works.
Yes.
I'm commanded to love you, man.
Amen. Yeah. Yes, we are. Hallelujah.
Anyone else? 90 seconds here. Anybody else? But then again, you know, we'll just stay on here until it shut us off. Somebody got something.
Oh, praise God. Well, Pastor, I like to read Galatians 5. 22 and 23 from the Message Bible, and it reads, but what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberant about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Amen. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about. It only gets in the way. Amen.
Amen. I'm glad you said that, Pastor. Because people have to develop this kind of love. This kind of love, it has to be, first, you get born into it, then you begin to develop in those areas. And it's not having nothing to do with Judaism. It has nothing to do with what is written in some crazy book. But when you're able to control yourself, then you're being led by God. No, there's a lot of people control themselves. They don't even know God. Right. People do it out of fear. There's a reason why people do things.
Uh-huh. Amen.
But if I can tell you what happens, is that it's God in you and you in God. So,
mm-hmm.
and for that reason, you began to produce this kind of love. And it becomes a God, and not, for a better way of saying it, not the regular love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, not
Amen.
The regular love.
That's right.
You know, so when you think about it, the fruit of the Spirit is love, but it's the God kind of love. Don't just say love, because what goes in most people's head is, oh yeah, I love. It's not the God kind.
Mm-hmm.
Joy. Is it the God kind? Because see, there's people who have joy. But the joy, the God kind of joy, only comes from God. Now, people can be happy, but that don't mean they have joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, you know, the God kind of joy, people excited. Because they're excited could mean that they're happy, but that don't mean they have joy.
All right.
And I can give you scriptures, but anyway, we're so late into this. But I want you to know, God's peace. There's people who got peace. They've accepted things, but don't really have peace with it. But they've accepted it. And they translate it as being the God kind. But it's not. The only way you get the God kind of stuff, people, I got to tell you this again. I got to tell myself, is that God kind?
All right.
Is it the God kind? Or are you just being nice? Have you inherited the God kind of love? Like, that's a good question.
All right.
It bothers me when I see people serving another God. It bothers me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I know a lot of people, what they're doing, they're addicted to the world kind of love because of the corrupt nature that we have.
Have mercy. Mm-hmm. Have mercy.
Anyone else? Well, they start dropping off on the pastor.
All right.
You want to share, Pastor?
We had studied a little bit about this love in First John, and it had brought out 2 points I'd like to share. The objectives and the subjectives. So the objective part of love is saying, let me read it. Say, objectively, John and the other apostles saw and knew God's Son, who was lovingly sent to be the Savior of the world. Likewise, on the authority of God's word, John assures us that anyone who acknowledges Jesus as the Son of God will live in God, and God will live in him or her. And then subjectively, we know God's loving presence within us through his Spirit, who lives in us. And you had just brought that out about the Holy Spirit, how the fruit produces the Holy Spirit within us, so that we do have the God kind of love. Because it's easy to say I love somebody, and you know, but do you really love the God kind of love? And there's a big difference, as you're bringing out. So I sure appreciate how you are teaching this lesson, Pastor.
Amen. That is awesome. That is awesome, Pastor. Brother and sister, let me tell you, at the end of the day, and I appreciate everything we're saying, but I want you all to know, at the end of the day, you got to get born into this kind of stuff. And you only have one kind of love. And that's the God kind.
The God kind of love. Amen, amen.
Yes, if that makes sense. I mean, I just don't want nobody to be misled. But you get caught up and think, oh, well, I got this kind. No, there's only one kind. And then I can give you proof. We get that kind to prove the divinity. There is a Father, there is a Son, and there is a Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I like to reference the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they all want to do the same thing. Guess what that is? Please the Father.
Yeah.
The only, let me tell you what, brothers and sisters, and this is not to contradict anything, but our objective is to please the Father.
Yes, we have to please
to take
him.
His order and do what he said. That's not a matter of discussion right there. God, you didn't order me to do this. Boom, I'm doing it. I'm going to do it to God.
Amen. Yes, yes.
That's the only thing that I see in the Word of God, and I may just be real blind to a lot of things, but brothers and sisters, I want y'all to know there's one way to do it, the way I see it, and not the way I see it. The way, only way I see to do it is to do it the way God said to do it, and that is do it his way.
His way. That's right.
His way. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of debate who's right, who's wrong. It's one way. That's the way. The way is God's way. The way Christ is the way. And to try to do it any other way, it's not. Just like you're trying to love and you're going to balance it like some scales on a Libra. Well, I do a little this. No, that ain't how God operates. See,
that's right.
There's a tree that was in the garden called good and evil. That was a tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tree they ate of. So a lot of times you'll find men, they'll make that thing look so good, but they don't know what the evil at the end of the day. So, hey, get away from that way of thinking and think this way. In one tree, you want to be part of it. And our wisdom is the wisdom of Christ. That's the wisdom we have.
Yeah.
And it's a fight. It's a struggle to keep it. But I'm going to tell you, it's worth fighting for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
Well, if nothing else,